Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Good morning, Rita Ora.
What? Why, Rita?
That Wendy clip, I was like, literally me this morning.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Rita Ora. But before we get to that, we would like to give a big shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legends. Only.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was no auto-tune.
It wasn't, but I could if I wanted.
yes, shout out to everyone in the icon tier who joined live chat number 3.
Live chat. Yes, it was a lively chat.
Yeah. Next one soon for the VMAs.
Yes, that's right. We will be having one in September.
Yeah. And then another one that we will adjust for all of the girls over the... Oh,
oh, are we doing our English accents again?
No. All eyes on us.
All eyes on us. Yes. UK time. So we'll do it at like 3 p.m.?
Something, whatever that means. Oh. Yeah. We'll convert it.
Yeah. GMT. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
What does GMT stand for?
Greenwich. Hold on. I'm looking that one up.
Glory.
Greenwich Mean Time. I was right. Greenwich Mean Time. I don't know what that means, but.
Love that.
But it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 4 hours ahead right now in the UK.
Nice.
Cheryl Cole is getting ready for bed.
Jealous.
Same. More on her in a bit.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot to discuss today. Was there anything else we needed to shout out?
Oh, so much to shout
out. Do we have anything to apologize for?
When do we not? I'm thinking of the live chat. You need to apologize to Swifties for your rhetoric when I was discussing DJing a Swiftie night.
Oh. I didn't lie.
No, you didn't. No.
If you want to know what we're talking about, guess you'll have to listen to the live chat.
Listen to the live chat.
I'm not repeating it. okay. So.
Good morning, Rita Ora.
Yes. We. Just. What do we even say?
Iconic, I believe, is the word.
Okay.
The word is iconic, and the live experience is called Iconic People in Iconic Places. Rita Ora.
live from the Eiffel Tower.
From the Eiffel Tower is here to bring the bang, to bring the I Will Never Let You Down.
Big, performed live.
Big, yes.
Now, why is the Eiffel Tower iconic? Just because it's pretty?
Yes.
Or is there like something?
Well, I would say it's uniquely designed. I don't think there's many similar structures.
I love the tweet that's Britney standing in front of it, and it's like announcing
Britney
that she's
unveiling the Eiffel Tower in 2000. Yes, she did build it in her spare time. Well, somebody else is now visiting the Eiffel Tower. It's of course Miss Rita Ora. She is there for her special performance. Iconic people in iconic places. I say go big or go home. Go big, literally, or go home. And what bigger than to call yourself an iconic person in an iconic place?
Literally.
Well, she didn't lie. You know, nobody
may... She may have.
Nobody knows, you know, they might not know her occupation, but they know of her.
Facts.
The
we
ultimate
would be
who...
there.
Oh, absolutely.
If we lived there.
Absolutely. We're going to hear some Ritual, Let You Love Me, like all the bops, I'm sure.
If you could pick one iconic person and one iconic place to see them perform, where would you go and why?
Definitely Ava Max at the Great Pyramids. Sweet but Psycho, just on top of a pyramid.
With Cleopatra.
Yeah. What about you?
I would probably... I was going to say Wendy Williams live at the Great Barrier Reef, but I don't know why those two things just popped into my brain.
Her in the chair underneath the sea.
Yes, in a shark cage.
Yes. Honestly, that's a good idea. That's a concept. You'll have to forward it to Wendy Williams' designer, her stylist.
Mm-hmm. Scuba gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for this show. I would have been there in person if I could have. We didn't get the invite. September 30th. A full music show as part of a new series. Now, I think it's maybe not just her. I'm looking at...
Who are the other like, iconic I think, people?
Yeah, I think it's like going to be a series, and she is the first.
Like around the world?
Yeah.
All around the world, iconic girls?
Iconic girls. I'm looking at this. Melrose Media announces a new series, Iconic People in Iconic Places. Starting off with a bang.
Well, new weekly series, monthly series.
Yes.
We'll be discussing
icons. I'm excited to see it. I'll definitely be tuning in.
Know what would have been iconic people and iconic places happening right now?
What?
The Pussycat Dolls at the O2 Arena.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me.
Yeah.
Too soon. You know, Carmeet has been very active on TikTok. Have you been watching her?
No.
She has been doing some fun little skits. She had Elmo for some inexplicable reason. And she had this whole skit about Elmo keeps saying Carmeet. And she's like, it's Carmeet. And she fights Elmo about it.
Is it the actual Elmo or someone being
Elmo? No, Elmo. It's I don't know why, because it's like they're not filming Sesame Street with her. So I don't understand.
Well, Elmo's been appearing in multiple videos.
Has he?
Collabed with A. Cole Industries. Allegra
That's
Cole.
That's true. Okay, who is sending out Elmo? Who is having that conversation?
Literally, Elmo is on a world tour.
Elmo is the super spreader of 2021, for sure.
You want to talk about iconic people and iconic places? Yeah. Elmo.
Elmo in between Allegra Cole's boobs.
Literally, no one knows what we're talking about.
No,
like
once
two people
again, we've
do.
Gone niche, yeah. But
just look up A. Cole Industries on Instagram.
Yeah, Allegra Cole.
Not at work.
Friend of the pod. Soon to be friend of the pod.
And then you'll be like, oh.
Uh-huh. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, my. I think I told you that story, the A. Cole Industries popping up on my Instagram when I was...
Oh, on your phone?
Yeah.
When you were...
Should I tell the...
Yeah.
So I had to show
my
former boss, known as Jimmy Fallon, something on Instagram, and I pull my phone up. I go on Instagram and it is Allegra Cole with two other people and their
tits out.
Huge tits out. Like just, and I like short circuited for a split second.
Mm-hmm.
100% saw it. I was just like, I just scrolled to the search bar. I was like, so here's an example.
Just solidified why they hired you. They were like, he's got taste.
Oh. I love to keep people guessing.
Yeah, opening your phone in public, never a safe thing.
Yeah,
to
no.
Do. No.
Okay, anyway. So, speaking of iconic people and iconic places. I don't know what the iconic place is. YouTube.
Yeah,
in and YouTube. Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo, the main pop girl of the moment, is back with a new music video for Brutal from Sour, her intro track. A very short video, but a very short song. I just thought they would make it a little longer somehow.
Yeah, well, the streaming girls, the they streaming just want girls. Their...
yeah, it's cute. It's very... I am an... what is it, the term? Geriatric millennial?
Yeah.
Yep, very that. It's like, oh, look, my aesthetic is now vintage.
Yes, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's now nostalgic.
Right. You know, kind of a throwback to, I don't know, like...
She was giving me, like, Britney meets Avril.
Definitely Britney. She was wearing a Britney outfit at one point.
Yeah.
Avril, yeah. And...
I Wanna Go.
I Wanna Go.
Standing on the Cars.
Pussycat Dolls, When I Grow Up.
It was really bugging me that they were, like, bending the roofs of the cars. I don't know why.
Like, denting it?
Yeah. I was like, that's a waste. That, you just well, ruined
I
a
think
car.
You just pop it right back.
Oh. I don't drive. I don't know.
I think you can suction it out, actually.
That happened to us in high school. We ruined Lindsay's car.
By standing on it?
Yeah. We all stood on her. Sorry, Lindsay. I know you're listening.
They caved.
We thought it literally like put a sinkhole in the top of her roof. And every time it rained, there was a puddle that just flooded.
Y'all should have like, pushed up.
We
like,
tried.
Raise the roof. I want to go. Femme Fatale tour move. Up.
We tried.
Oh.
But okay. You know what? It was iconic.
Yeah. And iconic people in iconic places.
Yeah. Me performing on top of Lindsay's car.
I have to say, that is definitely the alternative title of this podcast.
What?
Iconic people in iconic places.
Oh. Like,
if we ever need... When the inevitable lawsuit comes for the title. That
our live show.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where could we perform? On top of The Edge. No, it's too scary.
The Edge?
Also, it's not iconic enough yet.
What is The Edge?
That like ledge that's over there.
Oh.
You know that thing that...
Yeah.
It's, like, transparent.
Right. Yeah. And then people have, like, good panoramic views of the city.
Well, that... yeah.
Yeah.
When it's not crowded.
That would be a good one. That is good.
Empire State Building.
Which I have a great view of.
We could sync the lights to Sacrifice.
We should
And we could
do
the podcast live from that little room that's up there. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. I just... I'm imagining.
You're an imaginer. You have dreams.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway.
Okay, so Olivia had this video for Brutal. It's cute. She's a cute girl. The girls were talking on Twitter. There was some comparisons. Did you see this? To
no.
Rina. There were some XS video comparisons, like the marketing aspect of it and the newscaster scenes and the like the marketing scene was very XS.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, you know, that's also not the first time...
Song's also not as good as XS, just saying.
Oh, wow. It's...
Oh, sorry, was that too brutal?
It's brutal in here.
Brutally honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I like brutal, but, you know, speaking of brutal, actually...
It was brutal literally here, this fucking weather.
Well, that's another... Yeah. But what else has been brutal has been the attention around Olivia's songwriting.
Yeah.
Not only... So a few months ago... She was doing interviews and said that Taylor Swift inspired the bridge of Deja Vu, so they added Taylor to those credits. Now, with her Good For You, Paramore has been added. Hayley Williams has been added to the songwriting credits because of all these viral TikToks being like Misery Business X Good For You mashup.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it. I think there's certain creative freedom that you can have to be inspired. I don't necessarily think it was... the same song. It clearly meshes. It's pop punk.
Yeah, but
I don't know that it...
When is Taylor Swift gonna give Hillary Duff credits for copying Breathe In, Breathe Out?
Or Lana Del Rey for Wildest Dreams being Without You.
I think we should have that conversation.
I don't want to give credit to a man. I know I said it on the live chat. Adam Levine kind of chimed in on this one with his Instagram story, which I kind of agreed with. He said it's becoming a bit of a gray area ever since the Blurred Lines lawsuit, which Pharrell and company lost to the Marvin Gaye estate, even though Blurred Lines is like a trash song, it kind of set a really bad precedent for getting sued for similarities in songs.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean, everything is a sample now.
Everything's a sample. Nothing is original. I mean,
there's also so many chord progressions that you can.
Yeah.
Something I've learned recently.
Yes. There's just 12 notes.
yeah.
and other people have shaded it. Madian, the producer.
Bop.
Who worked with Gaga, was like, well, let's just copyright all 12 notes then.
Maybe so.
Have a point. I think like a gesture would have been good, like a 5-10%. Well, we don't know the split actually, but
yeah,
maybe a nod.
That's why you can't copyright dancing.
What? You can't?
No, you can't copyright choreography.
Oh, interesting.
That's why the whole Fortnite thing was a scandal, because everyone was like, well, you can't copyright anything, but they were selling stuff, and then there was like, they worked it out, I think, but
oh, interesting.
You can't copyright choreography.
Well, that would
but
be why.
You can credit someone for doing, like, you know, but you can't copyright it.
This just is reminding me of Bring It On, when they like go and see the routine. They're like, that's our routine.
Literally. Well,
and Adam was also saying, like, I think it's kind of cool that she's paying tribute to the music and bringing that music to this generation of Gen Z. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing. And I agree too. Like,
no. Or the infusion of like early 2000s dance that is literally in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of creates a situation. Like, I mean, Gaga didn't credit Madonna for Express Yourself with Born This Way during that whole controversy. Ooh. And
reductive.
I kind of feel.
But
like,
that was iconic.
Yeah. Oh, well. That
wasn't handled well, but it was legendary.
Well, it was reductive. But yeah. I think it sets kind of a shaky precedent for what we can and can't do. It sounds like Misery Business, of course, but I just don't feel like it was like a blatant ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the Misery Business of 2021. Anyway.
Who's going to sample Sacrifice so we can get BB some credits?
Nobody's. We've got to wait 20 years for that.
Yeah.
for that masterpiece to be sampled. But even, I mean, Sacrifice is literally like La Bouche and what else? Like, it's heavily referencing.
Yeah, it's very inspired.
Yeah.
Everything
another,
is.
Real McCoy. Oh, it's totally like Real McCoy.
Yeah.
So sometimes you give them credit because you're like veering too close to it, and sometimes you don't. Ava Max, Torn, is very hung up, aka Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Like, it's gotta love ABBA and that. I get bored by the call outs of, you know, this sounds like that, she looks like that. Remember like a decade ago, I feel like Stan Twitter was at a fever pitch of like copying, like proving that stars were copying other stars. Like, there'd be those like mosaics of Gaga and like every reference to David Bowie or Madonna that she's ever worn. And then,
oh yeah, the
like,
Twitter threads
were
that were like
obsessed with being like, this is actually a copy. This isn't,
right.
This is not original.
Here's a thread of Beyonce copying
oh.
everyone. And it's just like a
yeah.
whole thread.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Sunglasses. Somebody's done that before.
Yeah.
And it got really like cartoonish almost. It became such a parody of itself. It's like, all right, already. Like,
right. It's like, that's the like, we want to see references.
Right.
Especially
right.
now we're old.
When we're paying homage, isn't that a good thing? I don't know. I think if the artist like recognizes it, then it should be like mint. It's good. It's like, okay, you're saying that this was your inspiration. Sometimes if they're passing it off as a new idea, then that's probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, Olivia,
what was
we
the one that with Katy Perry and was it Roar?
Well, Roar and Brave.
Oh,
Sarah Bareilles.
Right. Yeah.
That was another one where it was like, these two, this fruit sounds familiar.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's warranted and sometimes it's not, I would say.
Agreed.
There was the Dark Horse lawsuit with Katy.
Oh, yeah. I did not.
That was shady.
Yeah, it was.
But this kind of pops up all the time, especially once the song becomes huge. And people's eyes turn green with, and they were like, I could be cashing in on that. My song has a similar chord progression.
Yeah.
They'll come for you for the lawsuits. Olivia, stay strong.
Well.
It's brutal out here.
She's going to be fine.
You're going to be fine. And yeah. Although I do, you know, sure. Like, give a little 5-10%. Jay Wolf.
5%.
Recommended that in response to Matt.
He takes that 5%. Does no one know what I'm talking about? Yes. Someone out there will get it.
Yes.
5%. Oh.
And yeah. Torn. I'm torn on it.
Yeah.
as a creative, you feel a type of way sometimes. So
I just got a another DMCA takedown on my Twitter.
Oh, what was it this time?
My Brit Yardigan smash-up.
Well, that's crazy, because it's literally downloaded from TikTok.
I know.
Oh, that's going to be a massive suspended upheaval for Twitter if they start doing that.
I'm done with that. Like, I'm done.
You're done.
With Twitter.
Oh, I'm done with Twitter.
If you all want to know why I don't make mashups anymore and post it on Twitter, because this happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
It's many that fucking, it's that, I'm not going to name the company.
Friends, listeners of the pod have been S-worded, as we say, instead of suspended. Apparently, if you say suspended like that, I don't know. People are like afraid to say suspended on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I got suspended again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm over it.
So, there's definitely been like a reckoning lately.
Yeah. It's because I'm not going to say the name of the company that does it, but there's a certain company that has their little minions, little rats running around Twitter.
They're
taking
rats
down
thrusting
every...
in our faces.
Oh, we'll talk about
we'll
that.
We'll talk about that in a second.
And I'm just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like, fuck off.
And I feel like TikTok has found a way to like smartly use like copyrighted music in a way that it doesn't get taken down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sucks if it's the Brit Yardigans, because it's like, that is viral on TikTok. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
I'm done.
I'm done.
You will never see another mashup from me ever again.
Just add Hayley Williams to your credits of Brit Yardigans and things will be okay. Also,
he never matched up again.
I don't blame Hayley or Paramore. I'm sure the publishers are, it's like label shit. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'd feel a way if Misery Business was my song. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's very, I'm always happy to inspire the newer generations.
Oh,
there's room for everyone on our iPods.
Someone needs to sample Dirty. Genie in a Bottle. Someone steal the melody.
I was thinking it's too early for her, but like a Madonna, like we need, you know, like when Flo Rida samples like Etta James or something, like an iconic chorus, and then all of a sudden it becomes a hit again.
Right.
Good Feeling, like, or whatever that's called.
Or like Rihanna sampling Avril.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good Christina chorus on like a brand new beat.
Ooh.
Could be good if she allows for it.
Oh my God. Should I just do it?
Yes,
post
you
it
should.
On SoundCloud.
Oh, you'll get a takedown notice.
I know. Trust me. They find me everywhere.
XRCA.
Tumblr, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine that all these other people do it.
They're very selective with their takedowns. Homophobia at its finest.
Anyway, I digress. Next topic.
Well, we...
Freaking pissing me off.
Speaking of millennial faves, our queen has been pretty nostalgic lately.
Oh, yes.
Miss
some
Brittany.
Light updates.
Yeah, some light updates. And also some tricksterness. She's telling jokes. First of all, she's into doors. She's so into doors right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one door, I think, inspired her to think about New York City again.
Yeah.
A time that was most pleasing in her career.
Iconic.
Every time. Like, she has done several, like, NYC throwbacks and being, like, nostalgic about it. It's like, come back. We're here.
It's interesting because she had a moment. It was brief.
Yeah.
But she kind of, like, flew under the radar. Like, she was able to kind of... She had a little bit of, like,
So I think she's always been sort of nostalgic for that for many reasons, clearly.
Yeah.
So we love that. You're welcome
there
to come back anytime.
There are a lot of nice doors in
there.
There
are a lot of nice doors.
Especially go like West Village, mm-hmm. where all the rich people live.
Yeah, that's true. She's also been a little bit of a trickster. She posted a dancing video from April, and then she said, I was just getting ready because I'm going to be in a Tinkerbell movie. And she started talking about, I met with the director, and then she said, gotcha, it's a joke. A flight of fancy.
That would be kind of iconic.
It would be. It's nice that she's even thinking about, didn't she say like, that would be nice, right?
Yeah. Didn't she say Tim Burton?
She said Tim Burton, which tastes like she can have like an, what did he do? He did Nightmare Before Christmas and the Sweeney Todd, I think.
Yeah, and the one with the chocolate guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
So maybe Maybe that's what she's watching lately. I don't know. But she's interested in that. And she's trying to sell her man as the new addition to Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, here's my cute asshole boyfriend. By the way, Fast and Furious.
Oh, that's still happening?
Yeah, it's furious.
Wow.
We're on like 10 or 11.
Jeez.
It's going to space, I hear.
Well, where the fuck else is there to go? They've...
Iconic people in iconic places.
Literally, we have Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel in Pluto. Yes. So.
King of Pop. That I still can't believe that happened.
Yeah. If you're looking for voices for your productions, Vin Diesel is available.
If he can put out bops.
Yep.
I can put out bops.
Exactly. Many people compare you to.
yeah. Our physique.
Yeah.
Very similar.
So. What else is going on? Oh, I'm going to give a UK minute.
Yes, let's fly over the pond. What's the saying? Hop over the pond.
Yep. Hop on over the pond.
Sunday, meant to be a day of rest.
But not for Cheryl.
UK, hun.
Exactly.
I know that reference.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Cheryl is launching a R&B radio show on BBC Sounds. She launched the first episode. I got a private VPN just to hear it because we can't listen to BBC radio over here.
Is that illegal?
I think it's legal.
What does VPN stand for?
Virtual,
like VPN?
Virtual private network, I think. So that it, you know how like we had geo restrictions on DVDs forever?
Oh, right. Like if you put it in one that was made in Australia,
yeah.
It wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm. So we still have that with certain things, including BBC Radio, because we're not in that territory. So I had to hop on over that digital fence and to listen to this program.
Is Cheryl like three words? Cheryl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Cheryl, Bob. Tweedy, Cole, Fernandez, Versini, Almost Pain, just Cheryl.
Didn't she perform at that gay thing?
She's about to do the gay circuit, I believe. Some pride moments. But what gay thing are you thinking of?
So I sent you that TikTok of Bewitched performing.
Oh, yes.
Didn't she perform at that too?
I don't think so, because I feel like my timeline would have been informing me of it. But she is about to do some sort of festivals, gay stuff. So
love that.
We love that for her.
Festivals.
Fun fashion festivals.
Fun fashion
for
festivals.
For all the fun fashion friends in the audience.
Oh my God. That would be fun. Like actually, though, oh my God. Should we have a fun fashion friend festival?
Yeah, but I feel like who people would attend who think it's about fashion.
Does anyone out there have $5 million? Anyone listening?
I know
if
some
you
people
are listening
do.
And you have $5 million,
fine.
Maybe 15. I don't know how many millions.
How much is a festival?
How much do we need to put on a festival and give us that money? And then we'll,
So I tuned in for the first 5 minutes or so.
5 minutes.
5 minutes of fun. Wait, I have a clip of her talking because I sent it to the chat.
So I've had more than 20 years. I'm not going to out myself on how many that I have had. To think about why this music has always felt so important to me. And you can think of this series as my love letter to the greatest music genre there's ever been.
She inexplicably is just doing an ode to R&B on the radio for the next few weeks.
Iconic.
I'm here for it. So that's what's new in a loud world for the Girls Aloud stands out there. And then Steps are on fire.
I got mine in this morning, 5 miles.
5 miles, fun fashion miles. They are everywhere. What the future holds, the re-up coming soon.
Oh, speaking of everywhere.
Michelle Branch?
Yeah, there was a cover that was really good. Sorry, I just totally steamrolled that conversation.
Who covered it?
They're called Fly by Midnight or Midnight by Flying. Or
oh, yeah.
Flying Over Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, they did a cover, Bob. Sorry. Just saw a shiny object.
Yeah, you did.
Yell it out.
They're men, so you know.
They're gay, though.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
If they're not, I apologize.
Staten Island indie pop band.
Yeah.
Okay.
My type.
Very. Back to the UK real quick. Steps have released an incredible single, The Slightest Touch cover. And they have the re-up of their album coming in 2 weeks, I believe. And they are going to be guests on Drag Race UK Season 3 incoming. I think they're like mentoring or something like that. But very excited for that. So, yeah, that's pretty much the update. And I'm still unsure if I'm flying over for the tour with Sophie Ellis-Bextor. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else UK that needs to be talked about. Nope, that's it. That's the only thing happening in the UK.
Gemma Collins.
Gemma Collins existing. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of fun, fashion, friends,
uh-huh,
and Drag Race.
Oh, yes. Perfect
I think
segue.
It's time to shout out a very special queen, mm-hmm, in a segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so high fashion. I feel like this is yours.
Yeah, this is mine.
Same.
It could be a joint.
Yes.
Our joint sleigh.
Simone. For Interview Mag.
Interview
Mag.
But
also the appearance on Jimmy Kimmel, hosted by RuPaul as well.
Giving you baby RuPaul.
Yeah.
Like the laugh.
It was RuPaul talking to RuPaul.
It was. It is. Simone's going places. I feel like, you know, Jada did not get a fair run because of the pandemic, but Simone has been making the most of her run so far. The Kacey Musgraves short film, these high fashion shoots, like Moschino, whatever, all the high fashion.
I don't know. and they did a pack on Sims 4, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
really chic windows.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Interview Magazine, she's giving you the Grace Jones fantasy. It's very that. And obviously, I'm always going to stan. So I'm going to shout that out. I'm also going to shout out, it was also Interview Magazine. This Azealia Banks shoot was actually very fierce.
Yeah.
Throwing the knife and tits out. Very good. Very good shoot. Unfortunately, the article was a troll because it wasn't an article. It was like the steps to something. Like,
yeah.
Getting.
I was confused.
Yeah. It was basically just her lyrics. Like,
yeah.
Getting to the 212. Also, quick update for everyone. The first Azealia night happened. I saw the videos. I asked attendees if there were demon twinks. They said no, not in their areas. It seemed to have gone down without a hitch, for the most part. And
well, have you seen the meet and greet photos and videos?
She did a meet and greet?
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of starting to hit the Twitter sphere. It's
what did she do?
Is
Avril. Avril?
She's sitting behind a table with a mask on and is like...
Wait, yes.
Who is posting about it?
There it is.
That's it. Yes.
Yes. I see a demon twink in front of her as she's wearing a mask in a very Britney denim, Aaliyah sort of look, actually. Mm-hmm. She looks great. She looked great during the videos I saw of her performing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to wish peace and safety to all the attendees of the next few shows, that there are no demon twinks twirling in the crowd getting...
I hope there are demon twinks twirling. Get your life.
You know what? Keep both
Enjoy
eyes open.
Enjoy your demon twink era while you can. That's what I say.
That's
Leave
true.
Leave the demon twink alone. Some of you are still demons and you wish you were a twink. Me.
Demon twink rights.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a demon hag. I feel like that's the next thing that needs to happen.
Yeah.
A demon hag.
Well...
A demon rat.
Speaking of, I think that's the perfect time.
Oh.
To segue.
Okay, yeah.
To a segment that we like to call TikTok Talk.
But this one is a Twitter video.
It's Twitter, but it's probably on TikTok.
Probably. Yeah. Well, I'm sure TikTok will take off with it.
You know, the broader sense of this topic is just viral memes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... I was minding my business on this good Saturday when I loaded up my phone and I unfortunately bore witness to a video on my Twitter that has taken actual years off of my life. I will not recover. I have 7 days to show this video to somebody else in order to live.
It has millions of views already.
Millions. On Twitter. And to be honest, I think the movie's going to be awful and everything, but like, they just got themselves a lot of attention. Not all attention is good, mind you.
Yeah, so let's tee it up for everyone. So there is iconic people in iconic places.
That's why...
Cinderella.
Yeah.
At the castle.
Yeah. And that's why there's no iconic people in this non-iconic street.
So there's a movie called Cinderella. Heard of it?
Yeah. Amazon Prime Video.
I like know the
I know that they danced gist. To Janet in the opening, Rhythm Nation.
Oh, in the new one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's a remake of Cinderella.
Oh, yes.
Well, for some reason, I felt like I needed to explain Cinderella to everyone, but... And now I'm realizing that, like, no one needs
it's
that.
It's like a core memory for most, I feel. Yeah.
That's the one with the golden slipper. Not the golden one, but, like, the...
Glass.
Yeah, okay.
Like, shattered glass. Yes.
Okay. So they're remaking it. The casting choice was a choice.
A choice. It deviates from the original. It seems to be, like, a gaslight girl boss kind of, like, plot, sort of. And James Corden is in it. Billy
Who
Porter.
Who does he play? One of the rats?
I think. Idina Menzel. And so Billy Porter is sort of like
the fairy godmother.
Godmother type. Mm-hmm. We did see a preview of that.
Which like we stand... Billy Porter better have gotten a fucking huge check for this. Because what are you doing?
This is unfortunate. Yeah.
Emmy award winning icon.
And of course, Cinderella as played by Camila Cabello. And, you know, there are some thoughts... that some people have about her.
Does Cinderella sing?
She does in this one, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I don't want to see that.
Yes. So the main cast of this soon to premiere.
Whose glass slipper is it? Sean's?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm canceled.
Canceled so many times over. they are to be fair, James Corden has done this bit before. I think you were working in late night when he did this already with like another cast.
Yeah, but, and carpool karaoke sings.
But this was just so much more impressive. So Camilla, Billy, Adina, and James, at least I could see if not more, are stopping traffic to perform to Jennifer Lopez's Let's Get Loud. And we have some viral clips of people who were actually stopped in traffic to endure this.
The people who were actually in the cars.
On their way to their
with
retail
canola,
job that they
Carrabba's.
Did not want to go to, minding their business, just trying to get by in this cruel, unrelenting world. And who arrives but James Corden in a rat costume thrusting his dick at
what
your window.
What was that?
Even the person recording it was
all,
like,
First of all, why are you dressed as a rat? Second of all, why are you thrusting in front of someone?
Right. It was very graphic. It was obscene.
That was the best part of this video was the person being like, literally like, what are you doing?
Really over the top. Really uncomfortable. And yeah, I would be pissed. Now, most people just replied with floor it.
Okay. The quote tweets and the responses to this are so funny.
A plus. Yes.
The one where it was like, my brakes would simply stop working. Can't.
Most people, it was just the video of Megan Thee Stallion driving through or Lana driving.
GTA 5.
Ma, the movie where she mows down the woman.
What? So bad.
So bad. But you know what? You don't stop traffic for that. It was...
Who does Idina play?
Good question.
Like, are there three of the sisters?
There are the sisters, except I think the concept of that is different, actually, now that I think about it.
I mean, is that problematic?
I guess. I think there are, like, some problematic older tropes of it that they updated.
Right. Like,
it's based on the fairy tale. Idina, Minnie Driver. Okay. I'm trying to see if, like, there's, like, a basic why it's different.
I kind of forget the plot.
Tale as old as time.
That's Beauty and the Beast.
I know, but it's still
God.
It's still in the...
Don't disrespect our Disney princesses here on this podcast.
The director, Kay Cannon said, I wanted to make sure it was incredibly inclusive. And Camilla being Cuban-American is no small thing. The story's been told and retold almost exclusively by men. And I thought it was really important to tell through my gaze.
Through gaze?
Z-E.
Okay, I was like, through the gaze or through, like, gazing?
Well, both, probably. Yeah. You know, like, I think Billy's character is non-binary. I think there's, like, certain parts that are, like, modernized. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Well, it's nice that they made the rats men.
Yeah, that's true. They were like, we need the rats.
I feel like Cinderella. And they're like, the sisters are like screaming at her. They're like, you ugly, get down here and clean,
yes.
Cinderella.
Yeah.
And then she's like mopping the floor. Uh-huh. And then they run out to go to the prom. The and then she sneaks out. Okay, so now I'm remembering it. Then the fairy godmother comes down and is like, yes. And then she makes her beautiful.
No matter what they say.
And then she has to get home by midnight or else she turns into the pumpkin.
Yep.
Or no, the carriage turns into a pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
And then she just goes back to looking ugly.
Right. Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Speaking of beautiful.
And that's the plot.
Shout out to the viral tweet that was like, it never sat right with me. Christina Aguilera is beautiful. Did you see this one?
Oh, I did.
No matter what they say. Well, what were they saying?
I also saw the one get resurfaced where it was like, she was in her flop era. And like,
when mad as hell. She came on this mad as hell.
Yeah. Talking about moves like Jagger, right?
Yeah, that one, a bit of a cultural reset, that tweet. They really did that for Lindsay lately. She came on this mad as hell. Hillary coming for her man, 2 hours of sleep, paparazzi at her door.
They did that for rumors.
Yeah. You know what? Stan Twitter.
That seashell that she came out of, Christina, wasn't it a seashell?
Uh-huh.
When she performed moves like Jagger.
Oh, right. Right.
It just like spun around. Mm-hmm. She loves a cup thing that spins.
She does. An apple.
Yeah. An apple, a seashell.
So just to wrap it all up, everyone be careful on your timelines. This video will inevitably make its way on there. Just be safe and stay
everywhere.
Inside. You know what? Really, this should have happened last year. It's the most compelling stay inside PSA I've ever seen.
Oh,
like, imagine
literally
going out of your house and seeing that.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, we stopped the spread. Yeah. By...
I think someone was like, California needs to go back on lockdown.
Yeah. It's a good PSA for that.
Now, is this releasing on streaming, or do we have to go to theaters?
And it's Amazon Prime Video, yeah. So it's a streamer.
Oh, okay, thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are we going to watch it? Everyone listening, let us know.
Let us know. Are you going to watch it? Let us know.
Should we watch it?
Should we watch He's All That, starring Addison Rae?
No. I never watched the first one.
Oh.
Wasn't there a first one?
Yes. Well,
you're all that.
Speaking of cursed videos, actually, it's really been a week for them. Yes, in other viral video news, Addison Rae covering Katy Perry's Teenage Dream and He's All That. That went viral.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Also, the video where she's like, where do I see myself in 5 years from now? Maybe with like 2 or 3 albums.
Uh huh.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
But like, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I was like cute and like a TikToker and like famous, mm-hmm. what would I do with my money?
You'd wreak havoc.
I would make someone make me an album and auto-tune the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
So I'm like living vicariously.
Living vicariously through Addison Rae.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, she certainly.
If I ever win
the
lottery, I want to save the
right
world,
now.
But also just put out like one album.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would, yeah,
yeah,
like, like
world
that
peace
would be,
and an album.
Yeah, what would you do if you won the lottery? I would do everything I can to make the world a better place, but I would also release one album, 10 singles with 10 music videos.
Love that concept.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of albums, I think it's probably time that we dive into the music of the week, and there was plenty.
We have to. No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, why don't we start with dear friend of the pod, New Jersey native. If I can't have love, I want power. The name of the Halsey album. Now, did you listen?
To one song.
Okay.
I am God.
Okay. I am not a woman. I'm a God.
Yeah.
We love to see it.
I didn't realize there was a whole album.
Okay. Yes, there is. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, and that impact is there. It's a rock girl album, rock chick, rock, you know, I like to rock out. I like to throw shit. I like to get mad. It's got some highlights. I think it's pretty great. Easier Than Lying, Girl Is a Gun, You Asked for This, Darling and Honey. I'm into it.
I like Halsey.
Yeah.
She's... I need to, like, dig a little deeper, but...
They're a New Jersey icon, so obviously there's a certain spiritual connection there.
Justice for Strangers, bop.
Right.
And also, what's that one remix that's really good?
Without Me?
Maybe.
I played the shit out of Without Me.
Or something like Ghost.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that. Hurricane.
Not that. Oh, yeah.
The Artie remix, bop.
Yep. Well, I recommend for anyone who likes a little crunchy rock vibes, little Avril, little Evanescence, little Nine Inch Nails more, and yeah, that kind of vibe, I'd go for it. Once again, the girls do seem to be going rockier.
She's a rock girl.
She's a rock girl. She likes to rock out.
Hilary Duff's impact.
Exactly.
Speaking of everyone getting rights to songs.
Uh-huh.
They should give them all to Hilary Duff for inventing rock in 2005.
That's a conversation.
Yeah.
I think we should have. So shout out to Miss Ashley Frangipan. And all right, let's keep it going because not everybody has heard these things. Okay. I'm also going to shout out, I don't think you've heard this one either, The Church's album.
I like the song California.
Okay, yes.
Did listen to that.
Yes.
Also, thank you for answering a question that I had. I wasn't sure if it was churches or chiverches.
Yeah.
I've been calling them chiverches.
Oh.
Forever.
Well, I don't
Why
think
did they just make it a U?
Because I do think, well, I'm wondering for SEO purposes, because if you search the word churches, you're never going to get the band.
Oh, you'd get like actual churches?
Yes. Yeah. It's not my favorite band name for, like, it should be a different. And the funny thing about this, actually, is the album we're discussing, Screen Violence, was one of the names they considered for the band, actually. Which, that could have worked. But yeah, Churches, pronounced Churches, Scottish synth pop group, been around since like 2013-ish or so, or 2011. You might know them from The Mother We Share. What other bops came out that are like the biggest? Recover, Gun, Leave a Trace. Yeah, so they're back with a new album. It is inspired by, there's like a couple meanings here. Screen violence refers to the violence of the
logging
internet. Logging into Twitter. And the cyberbullying she's faced. As well as she was very inspired by, I'm talking about Lauren Mayberry, the lead vocalist, sort of horror movies and 80s slashers and stuff. So really the combination of like, logging out because Twitter is a nightmare and horror movies truly appeals to me in many ways. So this album really hit the spot for me.
There was one I saw, a scary movie that I wanted to watch. Oh shit.
Cinderella?
Yeah. Yes. I already forgot the name of it. Oops.
Oh.
So I don't know why I said that.
Okay.
I thought it was going to come to me and then I was like,
Okay, great. I'm very into the song specifically, Violent Delights. Been listening to that on repeat. There's a song called Final Girl. Also, Lauren dyed her hair blonde to look more like a final girl slash a main pop girl of a horror movie, which is cool. Very into it. Very into the whole album. How Not to Drown with the legendary Robert Smith is also amazing.
Hmm.
So shout out to Screen Violence. Really, I feel like people will like it. Synth pop with a dark edge.
Love synth pop.
Exactly. Okay, there's some other ones. Did you listen to Sigrid?
I did.
Okay.
I did Sigrid. Listen to this one.
Norwegian Queen, Sigrid's back with single 2 of 2021, Burning Bridges. Very into this as well. Mirror, she started out with earlier in the year. Bop, disco pop bop. Love this one as well. It's about self-preservation and cutting the cord when you know somebody's bad for you. Can't relate, but sounds great. I would love to... Put that
gotta get
practice.
You a couple matches.
Yeah.
A lighter. Rechargeable USB lighter.
Let the
lighter.
Bridges I burn light the way.
Let the Bath and Body Works candles I burn lead the way.
Really excited for her album. I feel like she'll have she's like two for two right now. I feel like it could be like an Emotion-esque album.
Oh, wow. She went there.
Yeah. Also, the return of Miss Kim Petras, Rise Up Baguettes. Yeah, with Future Starts Now. We did talk about it on the live chat.
We did.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? You heard it now, finally.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it during the live chat, too?
I've been kind of, like, bopping to it.
Oh, okay.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I like that it's longer.
Quite an extended instrumental at the end there.
It's giving me, like, a full song.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
Like, she's not on it, but yeah. They were like, we can't just make two-minute songs anymore, but, like, I guess you're just not going to partake in the last minute of it. That's
yeah,
fine.
It's fine. But I like her instrumental stuff. Like the...
Well...
Oh.
You know who does that?
Who?
Dr. Luke.
He did this?
Yes, he does everything she does.
He did this one?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Everything Kim has ever put out is Dr. Luke. Except if she does like a feature.
Even Malibu?
Yeah.
And the Cheat Codes one?
The Cheat Codes one, I think, is Cheat Codes.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like loud and proud in the writing and production of this.
Didn't know that.
There's talk online that it's a contractual obligation. And I think it was confirmed, maybe, but I'm not super positive. It's always been a touchy subject with Kim and with Doja. And she's said things along the way that people haven't loved about Dr. Luke's situation. So it is a bit dicey territory with her. I like the idea of her as a pop star, but it's always been sort of an awkward moment. So yeah, that extended instrumental, that's just a lot of Luke.
I hate it. It's the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd rather listen to
Cinderella.
I'd rather listen to the Cinderella soundtrack.
Yeah, it's
my
always...
baby outsold.
Absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's all Luke all the time with Kim. So
I don't
know.
Stream Jenny.
Oh, that's true. That's all Luke. Yeah, her Studio Killers feature.
Where are the Studio Killers?
I think they're in the studio.
Killing it.
Yes.
I want them to come back. I think they will now, actually, because of that.
Yeah, because of the success of that. I'm ready for that. Yeah. So.
Oh, they had a new single that just came out in July.
Oh.
With The Knox.
Oh, that's right. They did. And it's really fun.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah.
I love them. Anyway, I totally just changed the subject.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's a dicey subject. And it's also like, sort of personal comfort level. Like, if you feel like you don't want to support that, fine. If that's something that you feel is like, well, she has to because it's contractually obligated, I'm going to like it anyway. And capitalism is evil and all of these things. You know, people have their own reasons for engaging with the media they do. So that's always been the fun with Kim is like, yeah, there's that awkward little production credit. So.
Well, I'm going to have to keep practicing and I have to get better so that I can just
You can overtake.
Yeah.
Dr. T. Kyle.
Yeah. T. Kyle Martin.
T. Kyle Martin. Yes.
T. Kaiko.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to somebody who is not... the production credits are clean. Kacey Musgraves.
For now.
For now. That's true.
The day is young.
That's why I keep saying, like, I'm just glad Max Martin doesn't do interviews. I don't want to know a thing about him. I don't want to know. Just, like, don't want to know. Kacey Musgraves... New era incoming.
I'm back.
Star-crossed concept album. I don't even think we talked about any of it yet, or did we?
No, none of it.
Okay. Concept album, Modern Tragedy, divorce album confirmed. Star-crossed led it off. Very dramatic intro and a trailer that was gay rights. Simone, Meg Stalter, Princess Nokia. And it's giving Kill Bill, Mean Girls, Jawbreaker... Just, like, very campy, good references. Romeo and Juliet, too. Like, the modern Leo version. And, yeah. I'm excited. It seems big budget.
Yeah, it seems huge budget.
Huge budget. I mean, album of the year, Grammy winner. So they were like, yeah, we're pulling out all the stops. And there was also a deal inked earlier in the year that was, like, a joint Interscope collab for, like, max exposure or whatever, distribution. So I think they're gambling on it. So far, I really like what I hear. I think the intro is nice and dramatic and perfect and kind of intriguing.
Yeah, I think this is a good... It's no Lotus intro.
No.
But it's good.
Yeah.
And I like that we're getting the whole album soon, like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, as we discussed on the live chat, I would rather have, if I know it's going to be a concept album, then I don't need singles ahead of time.
Yeah.
So.
I love how I'm like, I just am so excited that I'm getting the full album right now. Doesn't listen to any of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. You didn't. So you haven't heard Justified?
No, I did hear Justified. Okay.
I really like.
Oh, I did listen to Lord, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was music.
Yep. Give us the review.
I don't get it.
Okay.
But that's fine. That's my review. I'm not saying it's bad.
I think that was an 8-word review.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, written out, I don't get it, but that's fine. T. Kyle.
New blog.
Yeah.
I'm coming for your
new blog.
Coming for your blog.
You really are. That's okay. I didn't even end up reviewing it.
I actually think
but...
that's a perfect review. I don't get it, but that's fine.
I don't
Cause
get it.
My...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I also realized, like, my frame of reference and also, like, what I find to be, like, actually good,
mm-hmm.
I don't think resonates with
that
most.
But sure, sure.
Yeah.
I will say it's a very pleasant album. We discussed it already. Yeah, pleasant album. Very much, like, I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Good for
know that
you.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. You
the
seem happy
about
and healthy.
California, I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Like, then leave.
Literally, I was like, okay,
well,
then
she
leave.
Did. That was and the whole point of the album.
She did. I was like, oh, it must be nice.
Yeah. I think there's a part, I don't think it's really fair to like be mad at her. There was like people
no.
that were mad at her on Twitter, but like she did what she said she would do. She like went off to New Zealand, has this whole Jewel fantasy of guitar pop, nice high by the
chicken
beach.
Shit that she is. She runs away. You know?
But we're, yeah. So we're back with Casey. Justified. I don't actually need this as a single. I don't need a Casey single because the Golden Hour, like, I know she put out like Space Cowboy and
Bop.
Other ones, but like, I like it as an album. Like, I don't necessarily, except for High Horse, which feels like it can stand on a single.
That's true.
Like
when I think of her,
yeah,
it's a whole experience.
The album.
Yeah.
And especially if this is a modern tragedy tale. In three parts, as she says. I just want to hear it. I don't need a single necessarily.
That's why you're getting a divorce.
That's why you're getting a divorce. Yeah. And definitely we're going to hear all the feelings about that. She's been hinting at in the video too. We talked about on the Discord actually, but we're trying to decide the level of angry that this divorce was because is it going to go more never again, Kelly? Or is it going to go, not that that was a divorce, or is it going to be more like, I'm just sad that this ended? And we're so far thinking it's more like sad.
Yeah.
And not so much fiery rage.
I really liked the lyrics in Starcrossed.
I definitely did. Yeah.
It's like a poem. It's very
it really
beautiful.
Was. Very Shakespearean.
Needs a dance remix, but.
I liked the line in Justified, healing isn't a straight line. That's a good line.
Yeah.
So I like her short and sweet lyrics, actually. She hits right. So I'm waiting for the full album for my thoughts, but...
I'll see you soon.
See you in 2 weeks. Yep. September 10th. And it was announced that she's going to perform at the VMAs. So when I was like, Casey's performing, and it wasn't announced yet, I was like, oh, I foretold
wow.
the future.
Insider
yeah.
paid off.
Insider paid off. Casey knowledge. Confirmed. Yeah, so we do have the VMAs coming up in 2 weeks. We'll do something special on the Discord with that. We live chatted it last time.
Yes.
And we'll be looking forward
Anyone
to...
Anyone subscribed on Patreon mm-hmm. will be able to join that one.
Yep. We'll be reacting to performances from the likes of Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Nas X, Camila Cabello, Casey...
And the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters getting
right?
their like version
Global
of the Tricon
Icon Award.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it, but I'm also like, oh, okay, so it's not going to be.
Who is having that conversation?
Global icons in globally iconic places.
Mm-hmm. Triconic people in triconic places.
Oh my God.
It's just Gaga taking a bath.
What would be
a
triconic place?
Triconic?
Yeah.
Millennium Dance Complex.
Abby Lee Miller yeah. Dance Company.
yeah, so we will be waiting to see. I kind of feel like the same people have been performing at award shows for the past 3 years.
oh, it's been like repetitive.
Right?
It's been Groundhog Day for almost 2 years.
Yeah. Granted.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're going to wait and see. We do have an update from our Stephanie.
Okay. Before we get into that, did you see the people like faking remixes on TikTok?
Yes. We Iconic. Are fully into Chromatica remix lore and fake remixes.
When do we actually think it's coming out?
I don't know. Never. It's just going to be this figment of our imagination.
Yeah.
There's snippets premiering every week of the real ones.
But how do
we
know?
To varying degrees of goodness.
Should I do that?
You should.
Should I be like, oh my God, leaked Rain On Me mm-hmm. Chromatica remix album? And
I mean,
just post
you might as well, but everybody else is.
Okay, I will. Maybe I will.
Yep.
I'll get fucking sued again. I'll get suspended on Twitter.
Sued by Gaga?
Sued.
You could. Well, while she's preparing her lawsuit against you, she's also preparing for the Las Vegas residency, the re-up.
Yeah, she's
Jazz
back.
And piano.
Remixed, reimagined. No longer Enigma.
No longer Enigma. Yeah. So far, we just got Jazz and Piano, which that's her vibe right now. So I'm sure the little monsters are thrilled. Well, to be fair, she's truly at her glory, I would say, doing this show. She seems so happy. So I'm happy for her. We talk about the girls doing the things they like to do. She likes Jazz and Piano.
She does.
She looks a bit tortured doing Enigma when she's like, out on the...
I think we were all tortured.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
From that.
When she's dangling like a disco ball, the first number, it's just like, oh, honey. I'm sorry, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, right now she's in her Cheek to Cheek 2, Love for Sale, Jazz and Piano. And we'll have to see. Chromatica Ball delayed forever. Who knows?
Now, what is going on over in Vegas right now?
Chaos.
Yeah.
Mayhem.
All the DJs are doing Vegas, I see.
They are.
Catherine is starting in the new year, right?
Right. We do have that
December
play. Play. We have Celine coming back. We have...
Celine's delayed, though, right?
Oh.
I think.
Maybe. It was like that whole block of announcements,
yeah.
Right? Wasn't it also Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, we didn't talk about that.
We'll see if anyone shows up for that.
Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, we didn't talk about that. It was also only that, right? I think it was
she liked that tweet.
She liked an anti-mask tweet. And then there was just nothing after that, I don't think.
No.
Slight benefit of the doubt. I don't know about that. I don't know if she... I don't know anything about her, but I don't take her to be like on Twitter. I feel like that's a bit odd.
No, she like is.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she likes a lot of like emotional things.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, I like looked to...
Oh, okay.
I went to look to check to see if it wasn't fake.
Oh.
And then it was, yeah. It,
okay,
she
I take
definitely
everything
did
back.
Like it.
She's obsessed
she's
with
active
Twitter.
She's on Twitter,
she
yeah.
She will not log out, and unfortunately that'll be her demise.
I played 2 Black Cadillacs at the bar the other night.
Never again.
Yeah. 2 Black Cadillacs for their career.
Right, yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that, but...
Yeah, I don't know what's happening in Vegas.
There's Backstreet?
I don't know.
Oh. Well...
Aren't they down a member now?
Oh, Usher. Usher, I think, is active
right
now. Oh. Something.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God.
Trigger.
Yeah. My new remix.
I... We'll not see you in Vegas this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, no, we will not be going there for a while. I won't be going anywhere for a while.
No. I mean, I might go to London.
Paris?
Maybe Tokyo. We'll see. We'll have to see. But,
yeah.
Well, I think that about sums up the experience of the past week.
Yeah, what a chaotic week.
Everybody keep your eyes on the road. Just floor it if you see anything. Look, if a rat is going to make you late for work.
Did anyone play Simpsons Hit and Run? Did you ever play that?
No. Wait, I must have.
Iconic.
Yeah.
I don't know why it made
we
me think
We do not
of that.
Condone. We do not endorse
no,
mowing down James Corden. But
We're joking.
Beeping at him to move is not wrong.
What was that like?
Can you imagine, though, if somebody did just, like, fucking honk the whole time? They're like, fucking move.
I would have. Yeah.
I don't care.
Stream Normani, Wildside. Yeah. Wildside. Yes. Motivation. Yes. Oh. All night. Ellie Brooke, new book out now. Yes. The whole time. You know I fucking would.
Oh, absolutely.
You would hear it in the background the whole time. They'd have to dub it over.
God. Well.
Ellie Brooke outsold. She probably did.
She probably did.
Justice for All Night.
Well, we hope wherever you are that you're staying safe, wearing a mask, socially distancing, and being safe, and watching out for any rats around the corner jumping for a bite of food.
Yeah, trying to thrust in front of your car.
Trying to thrust in front of your family. Well,
until next week. Well, next, it'll be a new month.
New month, new moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this one called?
September.
Yeah, well, Cry For You. Love that song.
We love that song. Yeah. You'll never see
love
us again.
September. Yeah, no, I haven't gotten the next wave of, like, it's Leo season, right? It's
no, we're ending. Out of Leo. We're in Virgo. Did I lie?
I don't know. I feel like there's always a wave on TikTok where it's like, this new moon. I'm like, okay, what now?
Mm-hmm. No, we're definitely in Virgo season.
What are Virgos known for? What is a Virgo? I don't even know what that
August is. August 22nd to September 22nd, the service-oriented, practical, and communicative, mutable earth sign. Oh, that's why I feel at peace as a fellow earth sign.
Love that.
Love that. Well, Virgos.
Earth, wind, fire, and glory. The four signs.
The four signs.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us for this chaotic week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all your support. We will see you on the Discord.
Yes. And until next week,
we will
see you
soon. That was my jazz and piano era.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Did you hear it? Like, could you?
I can see it.
Bump.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.